Squeezed between the Title IX office and the Academic Programs office at Eastern Michigan University is a tech shop that's hidden in plain sight. So we decided to find out what it's all about.
So the screen is not turning on at all.
Right, right.
Okay.
And you took the battery apart a handful of times, and it would work for a little bit.
EMU senior Daniel Weike is the site lead for digital inclusion. Standing behind a service window at Boone Hall, he helps Ypsilanti residents Lisa Volker and her husband Matt Siegfried with issues they're having with their laptop.
Obviously, I'll take a look at it and see what we can do.
Digital Inclusion was founded in 2008 with the help of the university, but in 2015 it became a nonprofit organization. They focus on refurbishing desktops and laptops and then sell them at about 50% below market rate. When it comes to repairing computers, that discount can be up to 70%. That's music to Volker's ears.
That was one thing that my husband Matt said this morning. Let's take it there. It's probably much more affordable. And the fact that it's learning-based and it's students of EMU matters as well.
While the services are available to the general public, since becoming a nonprofit, 80% of the units they've worked on have gone to low-income residents and other nonprofits in Washtenaw County. Weike explains digital inclusion's goal.
The idea is to help people who can't afford technology and computers to be able to receive those computers because, as everybody kind of knows, computers, internet, to the access to the internet is very important in today's society. It helps people move forward in their career.
EMU mechanical engineering student Emmanuel Acor is on a budget. He used digital inclusion when he needed to get his laptop repaired.
It makes a lot of difference because, I mean, if I go to, let's say, Best Buy to go get my computer fixed and stuff, I'm going to pay a lot of money for pocket. And, like, going to digital inclusion helped me save, and it's on campus, so I don't have to, like, drive or, you know, get gas.
Part of the mission is to also spark interest in technology among youth in Washtenaw County. Weike says that in the past, digital inclusion has worked with districts like Dexter Community Schools by offering technology camps.
For middle schoolers and high schoolers, I've done quite a few camps where I'll teach them about basic computer hardware. So, like, we'll look through a desktop. Like, we got some desktops here, and I'll show them all the different parts of the desktop. I think that also makes you feel kind of a really good service to the community and to kids in particular, so that if they're interested in computers and IT down the road, then they have, like, kind of the first taste in one of our camps. Because that's not always something that a school or, you know, where maybe in their general life that they're able to really access.
Digital inclusion college interns also benefit from the nonprofit. At the small one-room store inside EMU's Boone Hall, Dennis Fisher Jr. teaches John Milhorn how to work on a Toshiba laptop. Fisher is the site lead at Jackson College, the other location owned by Digital Inclusion. But he was at EMU to help with training.
So this one is actually one of the donations we had to get refurbished, and it had a password set before it would boot up, and we needed to be able to reset it to actually go through the refurbishing process. So the quickest way on these type of laptops is pull all the power from them and force them to drain all the power from their circuits, and they'll forget that password.
Milhorn watches Fisher as he works on the laptop.
I think it's pretty interesting, especially because of the fact that recently I had switched to being a information assurance and cyber defense major. So I feel like it's beneficial to be able to, like, watch someone who's done it before and see how, like, the process goes.
9 students currently help operate the digital inclusion store at EMU Monday through Friday, while 3 manage the Jackson College site. Jack Bidlack is president of digital inclusion. He says the group generates about $35,000 a year in sales. 90% of that is used to support student labor and paid internships, while the other 10% is used for equipment and supplies. Bidlack says this is one of the reasons why they sell the computers at a low cost instead of giving them away.
We do make them very affordable. So if somebody comes to us and says, you know, I can't pay more than $50 for this, we're going to find a unit that works for them, and we're going to work with them on the price to make it, you know, to make sure we can get them into something. But we try to steer away from just straight up donations, because then there's no sustainability strategy for us, and then all we're doing is hustling to get funding instead of making our own funding.
Digital inclusion hopes to expand to other universities nationwide to continue offering a low-cost service to not only the community, but low-income residents who otherwise may not have access to computers. and they rely on the public to donate their used computers to continue to make that happen. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.